Podcast friends, my name is David Lee, and you're listening to the Inspire Design Create podcast, giving freelance filmmakers a voice, sharing their stories, and connecting the world of cinematography, commercial filmmaking, and starting your own business together. Let's go. What are we at? Episode 3 of the Inspire Design and Create podcast. Welcome, welcome. What is going on, y'all? Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are surviving in some way, shape, or form, especially for anyone in a state that is affected by the recent spikes in COVID-19 cases. It's definitely affecting all of us. Certainly has affected me. Thankfully, this week, we have a crew job for myself, working as a gaffer, and also kind of doing some grip work on the auxiliary side for a commercial shoot. And then the following week, we have some production for one of our ongoing clients. And then, you know, just kind of strategizing with other clients as far as, you know, where we are in the world and how to move forward as well. So that being said, should we any of us discount for clients, right? What is the reasoning behind discounting, and should you discount for clients? So in the past, what I've done is I have discounted for new clients, right? Maybe because you're just starting off, right? And then there was a point where I was just starting off. So you want to offer, or you feel that if you discount for a client, one of two things happens, right? One is they kind of see what you normally pay, and you're also willing to go a little bit lower than that. And then the second part is, you know, you really just need the work, right? So you're willing to discount your day rate, your post-production rate. Maybe you don't charge for your equipment, right? Just because you really need the work. And that's totally fine, right? In the beginning, I feel like there's going to be certain points where you just kind of have to do that. In the very, very beginning stages, right, when you're just trying to build your portfolio, trying to get clients, and also trying to find exactly what your market is, right, like what demand can you serve in your marketplace. But after a while, you know, while it could be 2 years, could be 4 years, but I feel like, you know, in the first 1 to 2 years, maybe you feel the need or the urge to discount your services or your product. And if you do so, you know, how can you change your communication skills, and how can you upgrade your communication skills and your language so that, you know, going in like year 3, 4, 5, 6, you're actually getting your full day rate or your full post-production rate or both of them. And then also that kind of leads you into the growth aspect of being able to, you know, double your rates, right? Because maybe life changes, maybe you're trying to start a family, you're looking to buy a house for your family. Maybe it's your mom and dad, maybe they're retiring, right? You want to do something nice for them. There's all kinds of financial reasons for, you know, why we would want to double our rates, right? But let's just say like you're in year 3, year 4, year 5, right? And you are, the past couple of jobs, you've been able to get your day rate up to what you feel is appropriate. But now you're at a point where you really don't want to discount for new clients. And I feel like at that point, you shouldn't discount at all, right? You shouldn't discount to new clients. For existing clients, right, they've been giving you work throughout the year. If something happens, maybe financially, or maybe, you know, they had to let like some people go, all kinds of things, right? I feel like at that point, for your best customers, like the people that have been bringing you value, right? Not only monetary value, but also like adding to your portfolio, right? To help kind of sharpen your company's brand image, right? For those people, you can offer an appropriate discount, right? Not like 50%, but maybe it's like 5 to 15%, right? Depending on the project, you can offer a discount to like your best clients. But you got to get to a certain point where for new clients, like your rate is your rate, your day rate is your day rate. If you're doing the post-production side as well, like that is your day rate. And if you are going to, if you're going to add in your rental costs for your lights, for your cameras, for your lenses, That is also a non-negotiable rate. And the reason why is because for new clients, you know, they're, if you continue this kind of cycle of like just discounting all the time, then you become known as the person who's always going to give a discount, right? And no real client is really going to like value or respect if you say your day rate is like $1,500, right? They're really not going to look at that and say, okay, well, you know, in the past like 3, 4, 5 years, he says $1,500, but he's always charging like 800 or 900, right? So you got to get to a certain point where, you know, $1,500 is your day rate. That is your day rate. And then it's up to you to negotiate your day rate, right? Because certain clients are going to be different. There's going to be some clients that have the budget, right? And those are great clients, right? Because off the bat, they know, you know, once you say my day rate is $1,500, that includes my camera package, maybe some other things. They're based upon their past experience and other production companies and agencies they've worked with. They're going to say $1,500 is either like a steal, or they're going to say $1,500 is pretty much the range that they've been paying, right? So those people are great to work with because they're not going to really hassle you on your day rate. It's the other companies, brands, businesses that maybe aren't used to video production in any way, shape, or form. Maybe they've tried it a couple of times, right, for one-off projects, and you know, for those people, they really just want like the cheapest thing, right? The cheapest product, the cheapest service, and they're gonna also expect it to be like the most expensive thing visualized, right? So you have to be careful with those clients. If you're reaching out to them, then you really have to be good at like at selling your value, your proposition, right? Because they didn't reach out to you, you're reaching out to them. You have to make it worth their while for them to pay your day rate or your project rate. But now let's flip it, right? Let's say a business comes to you because through a referral or they saw your work, and they say, "Wow, that looks freaking awesome. We need some marketing content. Let's hit up, you know, so and so, right?" And you get to the discussion and you say, okay, well, cool. That's cool. It all sounds good. Sounds like an amazing commercial campaign that we can put together for you guys. My day rate is $1,500. And, you know, again, if they're not usually used to working in that space, their initial reaction is going to be like, whoa, $1,500 just for you? Like, not even including like the post-production or anything like that. That's a lot of money, right? And that's good, right? Because you are positioning yourself as an expert, as a specialist in what you do. And now it's up to you to persuade them that your day rate is well worth everything that they're going to get, right? So needless to say, you shouldn't discount for clients, especially for new clients, because again, they're going to want to, you know, try to lowball you. They're going to want to try to you know, see if you can actually be worth your day rate, right? Like negotiating your day rate. And regardless of whoever it is, right? If they're like a super, super large company, or if they're a small boutique sized company, mom and pop shop, right? Maybe realistically, they don't have the budget. And so you have to make a decision at that point, right? Now let's say that you're kind of like in a transitional period where you got some clients that are able to pay your day rate, but it's still not enough volume to make up, like to pay your overhead, to pay your utilities, your bills, just like bare necessities, right? So you kind of have to take other jobs coming in that are sort of like, well, you know, maybe it's like half your day rate, but still better than nothing, right? How do you handle those clients? One tip that I can give you is if you do need to offer a discount, let it be like in bulk, right? So say if they're only coming to you for one project, and normally your day rate is $1,500. If you, for whatever reason, have to go down to like 500 or 600, let it be because you have a contract saying that, you know, we have 3 or 5 videos lined up that you guys are agreeing upon, right? In writing, in this contract, you guys are signing off on it, that you are guaranteeing me that for these, you know, 3 or 5 videos, each one will be $500, right? Because if you're just doing one project for $500, that, you know, obviously is better than nothing. But also it's a poor way of managing your time, right? Because then you got to go for the next one. and that's gonna be $500. And then a new client with a different set of rules and a different brand, a different color palette, a different ethos. That's another $500, right? And then another $500, and then another $500. Rather than doing that, you have to persuade that one client that if I am going to discount for $500, let's do, you know, 3, 4, 5 videos. So that way it's worth my time and it's also worth your time, right? And then during that building relationship where, say, you're on like, make a good impression, right, on the first video, and then the second video, and then the third video, and then the fourth video, and then by the time you finish that fifth video, then you should have built a really good relationship with said client. That way, when you go on to the next project, you can renegotiate your price. And, you know, you simply say, hey, I, you know, we know that we gave you guys a really good discount on the past project. We did 5 videos. I cut my day rate, you know, more than half. If you, you know, for this next project that you guys have, I'm going to have to charge my full day rate. And then you go into why it's important that you charge your full day rate because of all the work that you've done previously. You know, it doesn't come it doesn't come easy, right? It's not something you just spend like 10 minutes on. It's hours and hours and hours and hours that you're spending time on. But you wanted to build trust. You wanted to kind of build a good faith with the client. And then if they still say that, well, you know, we don't have the budget, it's only gonna be like $500. I think at that point, then you have to make a decision. You either stay with that client and keep your discounted day rate, or you basically just say, okay, cool, you know, definitely understand that. When you guys are ready, come back and let's do business, right? And you have to know if you're financially in a space where you can do that. I think that's about it, right? Because there really isn't much to talk about unless you want to go like into like specific case studies, right? And like break down a certain client scenario that you would have. But if you guys want to do that, let me know. I can definitely ask someone to get on the podcast, and we can kind of do like a real time negotiation, right? Kind of like a mock setup or something like that. That is it. Let's see, next couple episodes, I'm really hoping I can get some interviews going with some other filmmakers that I know in my network. But yeah, we got some other videos coming out, such as the new Canon R5, R6 just being announced and pre-ordered. My thoughts on that. Also, you know, does like your camera even matter in 2020? Right? Does it matter if you have a Red, or if you have an Arri, or if you have a small little mirrorless camera? And we're going to go from there. You know, we're building this podcast one day at a time, one week at a time. All right, that is it. I will see you guys in the next episode.